And on the line now, I have Anthony Brabazon. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Hi, good afternoon to you, John. And, lovely day, eh?
Well, I'm in the studio here, and as you know, we can't see out the window. So is it a nice day?
It's not too bad now. I wouldn't be breaking out the sun cream yet, but it'll be grand.
Okay, so we can't complain. Listen, Anthony, congratulations is in order here. You've reached 100 episode, which is airing on Monday.
That's right, yeah. The God Talk programme, we're quite amazed that the time has flown so well. It's been 2 years, and we do it every Monday. A live talk show programme, myself and Paul Caffrey. And I think I'd be lost without Paul, I'll be honest, because he's my research department. And he's an absolute encyclopedia of knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
As well as being a decent old bloke, too, you know. So...
Give us a little bit of history. How did it come about, Anthony?
Well, it happened because many Near FM listeners would remember, very fond memories, John Manning, who had a God Talk programme for years. I don't know, did it even go back to the beginning of the station, but he was certainly going for a long time. And John was ploughing a lone furrow for years, doing a great job at it. And I got introduced to John through a mutual friend, and John called me in for an to join him on one of the programs. And I'd done a bit of radio work before myself. I'd been involved in a small bit on Spirit Radio when they were starting up years ago. And then I also did a station. Did you ever hear of WKRC Radio?
I did, yeah.
You did. Well, they're the smallest station on the planet. So I'm quite amazed.
I probably read about it somewhere, but I recognise it.
Yeah. Well, they did get into the Guinness Book of Records. They're having the longest ever radio programme, because the poor fellow running it he didn't have too many volunteers. So he went on for so long that he got himself Guinness Book of Records. And anyway, that's another story. The God Talk programme, I used to go on about once a month with John Manning and join him for the chat and everything. And then as John was getting a bit more elderly and not so well, he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I'd go in with the recorder, and we'd make the programs from the hospital with John. And they were great programs, actually. But John passed away. He got promoted up to better places. And then myself and Paul Caffrey did the training with Near FM, who were so supportive and fantastic, and so they're very happy to reignite the program, and we've been doing it for 2 years now.
Yeah, and as I said, congratulations on the 100th episode. Now, I was saying to myself, now God Talk, what topics would be covered there, you know? And I'm just looking here, and one of the ones you covered was, do fathers matter?
Yep. Well, see, we live in a society's changed a lot down the years, you know, and do fathers matter? You know, we take topics like that, and we kind of look at it through a biblical lens and just see, well, what's the Word of God have to say about these things? And we find fascinating stuff, because a lot of people think it's an old dusty book that's kind of a bit medieval and a bit ancient and not relevant, but far from it. You know, the principles in there are absolutely fantastic and proven to be true and everything. And so to contrast that against the tough experiences people are having, we get good feedback, you know, and it's very, it's always a very interesting and very important and valid way of looking at life's issues. Because people have this kind of weird, people go a bit funny when you start talking about Christianity, you know, they just think you're some kind of a right-wing lunatic or going to beat them on the head or something, you know. Whereas, you know, the principles are proven to be true and real. And so that's the kind of concept of the program, you know, that we would take life issues and see what's to be said about them.
Right. No, the one before that, actually, do fathers matter? It was, is anger with God ever justified? Now, that's a good topic, because people can get angry and say, God, why are you allowing this to happen, when they see starving children, etc. like that? What was the did you get comeback on that one?
Yeah, well, the fascinating thing is, see, people forget about this. The Bible is a Hebrew book, and the Hebrew worldview is very different to what we call the Greek worldview. The Greek is very much linear, and it's either this or that. And that's the way our Western education is and our modern thinking is. But in Hebrew, it allows all these paradoxes. So you get kind of two sides to the story very often. And that's why in the Word of God, you'll see instances where there is holy men of God who got angry with God, and they expressed themselves. And for example, in the book of Psalms, which is, we call it Jesus's prayer book, and we often at the end of the program, we'd read a prayer out of the Psalms. And we see real raw expression being given to David, who wrote many of them, his feelings towards God, you know, So we know also on a different level, we know the story of Jesus going into the temple and upturning the tables, you know. And he was right, you know, was going on. And so, you know, anger very often is sinful and is wrong, you know, and uncontrolled anger and all this stuff. But there can be a justification for it at times, you know. And so it was an interesting topic because we kind of touched on a whole load of dimensions to it. Yeah. So... anyway, we touched on a huge number of topics. You know, we looked at persecution, we looked at grief, you know, we were looking at depression, suicide, you know, we were looking at... but one of the things I loved about God Talk is we get out in the street on occasion with the microphone and ask questions of the dubs, you know, and that's great, you know, what people have to say, you know. And but I always... From my perspective, in terms of radio, I find that really brings it alive, you know, to hear what the punters are.
Oh, it is, yeah. It's great getting out and doing. I love doing OBs myself. And what sort of, when you are out talking to the listeners, is it positive feedback you get, or is there negativity there?
It's a weird one, you know, because when you're on the street with a microphone, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk, and then some do, and... And I remember it was funny, there was a lady in the street, and I asked her, would you wear near FM, you know, and she kind of went, oh, sorry, and went on. And then immediately she turned her heel and came back, and she says, oh, actually, I do Vox Pops for News Talk at one of these other stations. Yeah. And so she felt pity for me, but she started, but we had a huge discussion, and it was fantastic, and it was really positive, the discussion we had once somebody broken the ice. But what I find with my experience, because I also do street evangelism, where we'll be just directly talking to people about the Lord, I find in small groups people are a bit more secure, you know. They're with their few mates, you know, and they love to talk when they've got the security of the group. And it suits me great because we get a much more lively three-way discussion going, you know, when there's more people there. But the Vox Pops, they're generally very positive, you know, and, you know, we get a few surprises there on the street and with some of the answers, which gives us great meat for discussion back in studio.
Yeah, it is. What is it they say? You should never discuss religion or politics when you're having a few drinks. But it is a good topic.
We never discuss religion. This is what we do with the God Talk. You see, we kind of make this distinction between religion and relationship, because most Irish people, see, grew up with, well, old fellas like you and me, you know. we grew up with religion, okay, you know, and I'm not bashing religion, but often it boiled down to a set of rules, kind of set of do's and don'ts, right? And whereas it wasn't kind of a love relationship from the heart, it wasn't coming from people's innermost part, it was more an outward obedience, you know. So the one thing in the God Talk programs is we never promote any particular church or any particular group, and we're not asking anyone to join anything or give money anywhere, you know, we don't do any of that stuff. You know, we're just trying to encourage people to look at God's word for themselves, you know, find it out, you know, and just somehow to make a direct connection with God, which is what it's all about through Jesus Christ, you know.
Yeah.
So that's so there's always a challenge in there, which And I have to commend Near FM because they're almost unique as a truly diverse station who will allow this voice. You know, I don't mind saying it that many stations would absolutely not touch this with a barge pole. You know, because political correctness is gone in a very, very dysfunctional way today. You know, it really has.
Okay, and you mentioned the churches there and different religions. And do you ever get people who will say, no, I'm a Christian and I believe in Christianity and I believe in the teachings of Christ, Jesus Christ, but in particular the Catholic Church, I can't support a Catholic Church. Have you ever come across that sort of attitude with people?
Yeah. No, we do, because a friend of mine gave a great illustration years ago. He put up four glasses of water, and one of them was perfectly clear, and the next one was a bit murky, and the last one was filthy, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, these are samples of water I've taken from the Dodder, he said. I know the Dodder's on the south side, but
yes,
it's the river down there, yeah, you know. And his point was, the clear one was taken from the source, and the dirty one was taken from Ringsend, you know.
Yeah.
And we all know about the water in Ringsend these days. And so the thing about it is it got contaminated as it came downstream. And very much Christianity has become like that, the source is pure. And then when you add the ages of tradition and religion, it's pretty murky by the time it's come down to the bottom, you know. And so people are looking at this murky thing and they say, I don't want anything to do with that. But there's still something in people. And they say, well, look, I know there's something more in this world, that we're not just purely material. There is a spiritual dimension. There is a creator, you know. And so there's a yearning to know God, but what they're seeing in terms of the outward religion, they don't like it because of abuse or because of control or because of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I really do, you know. I mean, I mean, my own background, I was raised Catholic, and I was, my father, on the other hand, was Church of Ireland. So we saw both sides of that, you know, and I had no real problem with either. But it was the direct relationship with Jesus Christ that meant something to me when I was 23 years old, you know. It was really changed me.
That was quite a nice way to grow up. Your father was Church of Ireland and you were Catholic.
Yeah, and it was interesting, and I mean, as a kid, well, the only difference we saw between the two was in the Protestant church, they're the same hymns, but they seemed to find another 50 verses for them, and they also seemed to sing them at half the speed. So you can do the maths there.
Yeah.
It did go on a while, but I only joke about that. But it's, you know, it's, both my parents, it was at the very end of their lives, I could see the sincerity of their faith, you know, that it was a real simple love for Jesus they had, which is, when you strip away all the performance stuff, that's what matters. You know, it's not what you do, it's what he did, and it's your faith in that really is life-changing. Yeah.
Mm. And I'm just looking at another topic here you covered, and it's confirmation plus fear of the Lord. And that brought me back, and we both remember when we were making our confirmation, the bishop would come and he'd ask you a question out of the old catechism, and it was a bit terrifying at the time.
Yeah, it was a bit scary. I remember my own confirmation years ago, you know, and I was down in Kildare, I was living, that's where I'm from, I'm a Lily White blowing, and with the small little school I was in, and there was only three of us out of the school getting confirmation, and they lumped us in with the girls' school,
yeah.
So there was loads of girls in there, and me, and I was at the age where I was bit shy, you know.
Yeah.
So the priest would be saying, "Now, girls," and I'd be going beetroot red, you know. But anyway, confirmation. Yeah, you went through it. You know, you wanted things to happen. They didn't really happen the way you hoped. But you know, the reality of the roots of confirmation is about the upper room in Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, and something really dramatic and powerful happened there. And strangely enough, that happened to me when after I'd come to a personal relationship with Jesus, 23 years old, some friends got around and prayed for me to receive the Holy Spirit, and I just opened my mouth, and the electricity came into my body in a powerful way. It was something so real, but it was very spiritual, very powerful, you know, that happened at that moment. So that, in a sense, was like a real confirmation, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I had when I was like 12, got a few bob and a good day out, you know. But this was like, whoa, this is the real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah, it was exciting.
Okay. Now, I love talking to people and meeting new people, and in mainstream media, you get a lot of bad press about some people in some areas and things like that.
Yeah.
The majority of people are good, decent people. Would you agree with that?
Well, interesting, the last two programs we did, we went on the street, we asked the question, are you a good person? And people would say, yeah, I am. And then we'd kind of scratch a little deeper, you know.
Yeah.
We'd say, well, look, here's the Ten Commandments. He said, do you ever tell a lie? And I'd say, oh, yeah. And then I said, did you ever use the Lord's name in vain? Oh, I did that. And I said, oh, did you ever steal anything? Oh, well, yeah, I stole a pint glass, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the standard amongst ourselves, you know, we can say to each other you're a good person, and that's valid to say that. But, you know, if the perfect judge arrives, whoops, we're all in trouble, you know. And I'm not saying I'm any better than anyone else. I'm not, you know. I broke all the laws as well. And but what I'd say is that it gives the context for the good news. See, the bad news is we're all in trouble because we've broken the perfect law, and we have a holy, perfect God who's going to judge us. That's the bad news. The good news is Jesus Christ, when he was on that cross, took all of the sin of all mankind. And when I was on the street recently, I asked the people the question. This was really interesting. I said, of all the sin of all the ages that was heaped up and put on Jesus Christ, was any of that yours? I said to the two girls. And one of them said, oh, I hope not. And I said, I hope so. Because, you know, there's only hope when we realize that Jesus took our sins when he died on the cross. So as you can kind of see, that the gospel is a little bit different to what people perceive it is. They think it's a whole lot of rules of don't do this and you can't do that, you know. But it's the fact that the bill has been paid for what we did wrong, and there's a hope for new life in relationship with the Lord. So anyway, so why are you a good person? Well, it depends who the judge is. That's what I'd say. You know, if the judge is a gangster, he'll say you're a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
Is perfect.
Okay, well, that's one way of looking at it, Anthony.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to add before we head off into the sunset?
Well, I want to thank the listeners, obviously. You wouldn't be here without them, you know, and sticking with us, you know, and not getting us fired. Not yet, anyway. And I just want to encourage people, maybe listen in. We're on bank holiday. Monday is our 100th show. We've got a one-hour special with a few people in the studio. It's going to be a kickback. It's going to be good fun and a lot of interesting stuff there. And, of course, we're on the podcast. If you go onto the Near FM website, you can go into the Listen Again section and you can find our previous programs. And because they deal with different topics, there may be stuff that helps, like it could be bereavement or suicide, or it could be... We even covered Brexit, we covered the environment, we covered a whole load of things, you know. But there's a lot of stories mixed in there. And we also just spoke about hearing from God. So it's a whole, I won't get into all of them, but there's plenty there to sink your teeth into. But it's an encouragement for people just to kind of pull that dusty book down from the shelf. Or with today's gadgets, you can get it all in your smartphone anyway. It's much handier. To hear what God has to say. So look, thank you. You're pretty good to give me the call, John.
No, you're more than welcome. And what time is that happening on Monday now for the listeners?
Well, Monday we're 5 o'clock. Now the program normally is a half hour, but on bank holidays we typically do 1 hour, and we're definitely doing the hour this coming Monday. Now we do get repeats. We actually repeat on a Sunday. It's on at 4:30. And we get an early morning repeat on Thursday morning. That'd be at 5:30 a.m. for a fellow like yourself who's out of the bed doing your press ups. You know,
Yeah, do myself an injury now if I jumped out of bed doing press ups.
Yeah. There you go. So, well, look, as I say, my big thanks to the backroom team, because they do so much the sound and the podcasting and the processing behind our programs. you know, so it's a great resource built up now at this stage, and you know, so I really enjoyed being in there in the Studio One, like where you are yourself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, so encourage people to listen. Yep, Monday it is at 5 o'clock. God Talk.
Yeah, 5
and
six.
Of course, text us in. And Twitter is a big thing because we're always tweeting and getting out the message and giving links and past programs. So you can at Near FM God Talk is the tweet.
Okay, Anthony. Listen, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. It's been this afternoon. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk again on the 200th episode.
200, yeah. If I haven't been promoted upstairs, of course. Yeah. God bless you, and thanks for that.
Okay, Anthony. Thank you for taking the call. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Okay, that was Anthony Brabazon there from God Talk, and that show is going out this Monday, and it'll be going out from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.